This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The government is suing two companies, saying their use of criminal background checks is discriminatory. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is going after BMW and discount retailer Dollar General for a practice the EEOC says hurts the job prospects of African Americans. Marketplace's Mark Garrison joins us with more. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, David.
What does the law say about using criminal background checks?
So the law we're talking about here is Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, bars job discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, national origin. It says nothing specifically about background checks, but the key phrase in the law here is disparate impact. If you do something in your hiring and firing that ends up hurting a certain group more than others, you really have to justify it. And what the EEOC is saying is that these companies are using these criminal background checks just too bluntly, automatically disqualifying people. And because statistically, African-Americans are convicted at higher rates than whites, background checks can unfairly hurt their job prospects.
And what does this mean for employees, the companies who use criminal background checks as part of hiring?
Well, these suits are a signal, and a strong one, that the government is watching how these kind of background checks are used, and companies need to use them carefully. So a blanket policy, if you're going to disqualify someone for any conviction, that probably won't fly. So you can check criminal backgrounds, but what you want to do is weigh what you find. How serious was the charge? How long ago was it? What are the actual qualifications of the job applicant, their record. In the Dollar General case, there's an employee who didn't get the job because of a six-year-old drug charge, even though she had 4 years of retail experience, and the suit says she was automatically blocked from getting a job. The EEOC doesn't like to see stuff like that.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.